Hi, so Tidal Media has been set up for coming up to 3 years now. Largely we produce lifestyle magazines, we also work for clients, so we do contract publishing as well. More recently we found that sort of by default we've ended up doing quite a lot of digital and content strategy as people seek to be online more, and we do social media marketing. So it's quite a broad base. I guess the overarching thing is that we're a publishing house, but we're pretty multi-talented.
A publishing house for hire.
Publishing gun for hire, yeah.
So what's your personal background?
My personal background is fairly varied, although there has been a constant thread. I've always been a writer, and actually even when I was a kid I knew that I wanted to be a writer, so I've edited a number of different magazines, and I've been a freelance writer for years. In between that, I've also had an event management company, which was, oh gosh, I had that for about 10 or 11 years. I sold it a few years ago, but that was really good experience in terms of learning how to run a business. And then somehow I found myself sucked into another one, so now we have Tidal Media Publishing. So that's kind of my background in a nutshell, I think.
Right, so when did you set up Tidal Media?
In the beginning of 2015, I think.
All right, so it's a fairly
new company.
About
2.5 years old, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
New dynamic company.
Do you know, the first year was so tough because I'd been through it before. You sort of forget how tough it is to set up a business, but it's okay, actually, you know. A bit of experience always really helps, and we had some investors, which also always really helps. But, it's starting to come really good now. It's great, actually.
Good. Now, what gave you the idea of setting up a magazine for the 50-plus market?
Well, now, you see, I am in my late 40s, and I was thinking, I just feel the same as I did when I was in my 20s, really. And I have plenty of friends who are in their 50s and even 60s who really aren't old. And I think we live longer, and there is a huge gap in the market for not just a magazine, but a number of products, I think, that address the 50 and 60-year-olds, that sort of generation, and they're just not being spoken to properly. You should remember that people in their 50s and 60s now grew up through this sort of 60s and 70s. They've seen massive social change and some cultural stuff that makes my head spin. So these are quite unshockable, experienced people, and yet we're talking to them as if they were our grandparents. So we looked at this and I just said, you know what, there isn't anything that does this properly, so we should do one. So there you go. That was it, really. It was as simple as that.
Yeah, so you thought there was a gap in the market, basically.
Yeah. More than that, actually. Mm. I was just looking and thinking there isn't anything that really addresses people effectively, but without being patronising. You know, the market's changed. People in their 50s and 60s just aren't old. My dad is 76 and he's got a job. And, you know, people are working longer, living longer, starting new businesses in their 50s and 60s, travelling the world. There's all sorts of stuff, you know. And just there isn't a platform that speaks directly to that market, I don't think.
What sort of subjects do you cover in the magazine?
Well, I think with any lifestyle publication, it is about the stuff that we do in our lives. One of the things that's come up several times, people have commented on the website and emailed us and said, you know, can we have stuff for guys? Because these magazines are really historically full of women's stuff. And actually we get more engagement when we've, you know, put articles up. Women tend to respond more. We can see our audience demographics as well. It's about 70% women. But actually there's a big gap there as well. Mm. So talking to chaps. So really, you know, the food and drink's a big one, travel's a huge one. Actually, more biting cultural articles as well, you know, about the challenges that people face as they're growing older, learning new skills. I don't know, relationships with their family, their kids, that kind of stuff. So, you know, a lot of that kind of thing, really. It's stuff that's really of interest to people rather than just like, wow, that's a nice dress. Motors is a big thing, gardening's a huge thing, you know, that kind of stuff, I think. But we wanted to make it a bit more challenging. We're really conscious that a lot of our readers will be old punks, actually. We think that's still very much a part of their lives. They're still punks inside, right?
Yes, well, that's part of their what made them what they are, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When did the first issue of the magazine come out?
Okay, so the first print issue will be out October. It'll be a quarterly publication, so work that out from there. It's every 3 months. But with the website is up and running now, so the website and the print issues will be different, although there'll be some content the same on both. But the website's already up there, and we already have some articles and editorial up there to read already, which is nice because we're getting a good response from people. We're getting to see what subjects are floating people's boats and lighting their fires. But yeah, the first one will be out in October. We're doing a special deal at the moment. Am I allowed to say about that?
I should think so. Yes.
You can subscribe now and you get the first issue free. So and then you don't have to keep having it if you hate it, although we hope you will keep on having it because it's going to be really good. But you can do that through the website. www.silvermagazine.co.uk, all one word, silvermagazine.co.uk.
How much is the printed version going to cost?
Okay, so it'll be £3.25. It should be a good old meaty thing. You know, it's built to last for 3 months, so I think that's good value for money, I reckon.
And that's £3.25 per issue, obviously.
Per issue. And actually, if you are a subscriber, like an ongoing subscriber, you also get automatic entry into our Silver Travel Club, which is really cool because there's lots of deals, you know, special rates for breaks and holidays, but you only get to get access to those if you either buy into the membership club or you become a subscriber, in which case you get that free. It's one of the added extras. We've got some amazing stuff. We're working with really cool travel operators, so there's a few deals up there at the moment that you can see. You know, the range for everything from a weekend in Dorset to a trip to Chile, and you know, and there's some really good rates on there. So, but yeah, that's just for silver people. So.
That's one of the things I've found out running this program is how adventurous some people are in their later years. You know,
do you know what? I think that sense of adventure is something that we end up compromising as we maybe grow into our sort of 30s and 40s, and we have businesses or jobs, we have to focus on kids and family. And actually, my parents said when they were in their 60s that that was the best time of their lives. They had enough money to do what they wanted. Us kids were all grown up and taking care of ourselves, and they were happy with themselves and with each other. And they had an absolute ball. You know, they travelled the world, they did the whole Route 66 thing across America, and you know, camping and all sorts. And think 60s are kind of the new 40s. I kind of get that feeling. I don't know. It changes with each generation, but I don't. You know, you're right. They're really adventurous, which is why I say that we need something to celebrate that. Really,
indeed. Well, that's great. So, if people want to see the sort of things you've got in mind, it's a case of going to the website anytime now.
Yeah.
And from the website, you can actually take out a subscription to the magazine when it becomes available in October.
Yes, I think there's a form to fill in, or you can email us anyway. We get people emailing and just send your name and address in. We can add you to the list. We have also got a really good Facebook page where we share and engage quite a lot with our readers, and that's getting busier and busier. So, but you can see that from the website. Actually, if you just go to the website, all that stuff is there. You can click through and join.
Now, going the other way, there are still some probably especially older people around who probably don't even have access to the internet. Can they contact you by telephone, for example?
Yeah. The best number to call us on would be 01273 257037.
Okay, so if all else fails, the telephone is always available.
Yes, it is.
And presumably you could, in principle, take out a subscription to the magazine via the telephone.
Of course. No, please do give us a call. Actually, you know, it's good to hear from everybody in any way.
Yes. OK, well, thanks very much, Sam.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.